how crumpled they were becoming as I shoved them into a pile. I climbed clumsily to my feet, thrusting the papers, now a disordered and crumpled mess, at Blaine. Mumbling another sorry, I beat a hasty retreat, watching the floor carefully as I escaped the room. As the door swung shut behind me, I heard one of the men say,
"Now they're literally throwing themselves at you, Blaine. What will they think of next?"
This was followed by laughter. I squeezed my eyes shut in dismay as the door closed. What a horrific ending to how excited I'd been at the prospect of being face to face with Blaine Kirk for the first time since I'd started working at the firm. I'd been in silent awe of him since the first moment I'd laid eyes on him. Lori, one of the paralegals, had showed me around on my first day at the firm. She was introducing me to a few of the other paralegals gathered around the coffee station, all female, when Blaine walked by.
"God, I love to watch him move,"
one of them sighed. My eyes followed him down the hall, and I silently agreed with her.
"Well, look your fill, because that's all you're going to be getting,"
another one shot back, to a round of laughs and sighs. "Who was that?" I asked Lori, watching him disappear into the elevator.
"That was Blaine Kirk," Lori